Thank you, Madam Chair. I have two items. The first one, as has already been mentioned, is regarding the sinkholes on Route 202 and PennDOT's plan to manage the problem. Over the past 2 weeks, we have met twice. First, Chair Garzillo and I met with PennDOT. And then secondly, the entire board was given a briefing at a workshop about their plan for reconstruction of the roadway on Route 202 between Henderson Road and Sullen Boulevard. This is a one-year project. There will be more details be forthcoming. You can also constantly monitor the township's website and also PennDOT's website. But here's the bottom line. To adequately repair this, there has to be a significant amount of construction. There has to be digging. There has to be pouring of concrete. There has to be a variety of techniques used to build up the foundation of the roadway. And it's not just in one spot where a sinkhole occurs, but it is a significant portion of that entire roadway between Henderson Road and Sullen Boulevard. It is also deep. So this will take time to accomplish. They are releasing the bids sometime during the summer. I won't give a commitment on a month, although I know Mr. Hamaday heard the months, but we're not going to be committing on when they're going to do it. But they plan to do it during late summer. That means that by the time they get things started and they get the logistics in order and they get their PERT charts gone, it's probably going to start sometime after the holiday season. At that point in time, it will be one lane in each direction. One way at each time. So it'll be first done, the way I remember the charts, northbound, and then it will flip and do southbound. So for that first 4-month period or so, if you are traveling northbound on Route 202, you will have to detour off at Henderson Road, go to Sullen Boulevard, come all the way around Sullen back to 202, and head down Route 202 back to Norristown. Then, roughly 4 months later, they'll flip the other side, and traffic will be permitted to come southbound and do that. Again, if you are blocked off, you're going to be going around the back way, around Sullen Boulevard. There's no simple way to discuss it, no simple way to describe it. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a nightmare, but we have to live with it. The businesses on that section of highway are anticipated to remain open. There will be access points, as PennDOT has suggested in their diagrams and such. They are refining those so that before they release them, they are as close to accurate as possible. And the other thing that will occur, as was just mentioned about the left-hand turns, when you're coming out of the Lytle Chick-fil-A development, and if you come out and try to make a left on Henderson, that's going to be blocked off. You're going to have to go right. If you're coming out of Walgreens, you can make a right. You won't be able to make a left, and you will not be able to cross all 5 lanes at that point. They are in agreement that that would be unsafe given the increased volume of traffic and the nature of drivers in those types of environments. So just be prepared for it. It's going to take a while. Plan to go around it would be my best recommendation to you as much as possible. Unfortunately, we don't have the Prince Frederick Street Boulevard done, or that would be one heck of a solution to solve getting around. But try and make do, understand it's coming, calm your frustrations, and like I said, I'm going to try and go around it whenever possible.